Hello there, wonderful listeners to Foundation Radio. It's Sunday once again, the greatest Sunday of the year. It's Easter Sunday, and you're once again welcome to the Music of the Masters on FM 100. This edition is going to be extra special, not only because it is Easter, but also because Foundation Radio as a house is celebrating the lives and times of its most important woman. Unfortunately, we buried her on Monday during the Holy Week, and we are linking her up to this eventful edition of the Music of the Masters. Mr. Mukun Johnny Nelson, the station manager himself, is part of the program considering its importance. And at the technical controls, we've got Julius Tendom. Hey, Mr. Manager, welcome.
It's a pleasure, Daddy Chris.
Good. Let's start with Easter. Easter is the annual festival commemorating the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the most important feast of the Christian year. Easter is a joyous occasion because on this day, Christians celebrate Christ's victory over death. To fervent believers in Christ, Easter also symbolizes their own participation in his death and rebirth to new life. Early on Easter morning, several women who were among Jesus' followers came to his tomb to anoint his body. They found that the great stone that sealed the entrance had been rolled away and that the tomb was empty. At that moment, according to St. Luke, two angels appeared, saying, "Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, he is risen." This momentous event, which was taken as proof of Christ's divinity and signaled his triumph over death, sin, and evil, is celebrated on Easter Sunday as we do here today on Foundation Radio. We're going to be starting with the typical theme song of the day, "Christ the Lord is Risen Today," by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
Oh,
Christ the Lord is risen today. Alleluia.
He is risen indeed.
For sure. And this same week, the Holy Week leading to his resurrection, we also lost a great mama, the mama of Foundation Radio, the mother of the Formia Foundation. And much as we are impressed by the heritage she left in terms of values she passed on to the children, and the children themselves, who are a clear indication of what kind of a great woman she is, we do mourn her. And we prefer to mourn her spiritually because we are doing it as we celebrate her. What can you tell us about Mama?
The degrees, I knew Mama Asop Esther Fominio very briefly, just when her health was failing, but her humility seems to have been extraordinary. In fact, one of his sons, Dr. Christopher Fominio, who is the founder and promoter of the Fominio Foundation and Foundation Radio in particular, gave the best and succinct description anyone could have given of Mama Esther Asop Fominio. He said, Mama was humble, modest, and visionary, and this you could judge from the fruits of her labor.
I am amazed that a woman from the Momo tribe to which you and I belong would not have been boasted, beating her chest, given the kinds of children she has brought to this world, and given what they have accomplished. But she was always modest, always reserved, soft-spoken, and ready to jump and help you, and always having some little thing to come and hand you as a present, especially one to eat. And that is a part of her that I will never forget. And we, here at the house, we need the comfort we used to have from her, the same kind of comfort that Isaiah talked about or wrote about or prophesied about when he was thinking of the plight of the Jews in exile. And Handel brings that across in the theme titled, Comfort Ye, My People. Comfort ye, my people, the words of the prophet Isaiah concerning the exiled Jews in Babylon. How does that theme strike you?
Yes, real comfort. That decrees to Pa James Fominyo,
yes,
the husband of Mama Asop. A real comfort to Dr. Christopher Fominyo, to Thomas, to Tim, to Doris, to Evelyn, to Devodia, to Waters, and to Rosaline. These are the children of Mama Esther.
And to the crowd of fans of Foundation Radio, who, though not knowing her, must know that she had a huge influence on the structure and the people working in the Fominyo Foundation and Foundation Radio as a whole.
And that is why her legacy will live on.
For sure. But today is Easter. Some will, from the spiritual point of view, insist, and rightly so, that this is the most important day of the spiritual calendar. So, the theme that usually comes across more resoundingly than even the Christ the Lord is risen on high, as we mentioned, as we sung earlier, is the one of Handel's, the Alleluia Chorus, which, when he finished writing, he stood and said he felt he stood face to face with God. The Alleluia Chorus of Handel.
Thank you.
King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
Yeah, the decrees, I got used to this song by Handel.
Yes.
As far back as in 1983, I was still a student in Form 4
mm-hmm.
in PSL Mancon, and it was during the Form 2, I mean to say, and it was during the commencement ceremony of the first batch of that institution.
Wow.
Under the late and venerated educationist, Zakaria Munang Memo.
Mm-hmm.
And this has always been one of my best classics.
Yes, and when we were in Cass Bambili, the Sekarites came all the way from Limbe and did this song. It just blew the roof away. Because this is a song that cannot be tackled by just any choir. I've seen choirs collapse midway because they got bewildered. It's a complex song.
The emotions
song,
in itself.
The way the interweaving of parts is intricately put together by Handel, but the people who manage to get through it correctly always feel uplifted.
And even though in the choir you can be taken by the emotions, that you may forget to check it coming with your part.
Yeah, for sure. Now, you know, even though, as you mentioned, the Formios are very modest people, all the way to Dr. Chris, but I always think of them very much as a dynasty. And Handel, who composed that Alleluia for the Almighty, is also one who was flexible enough to compose music for the down-to-earth people, but also for royalty. And so I'm going to sample some of the music that he composed for King George the First of England,
yep,
for the Formios, who, as I mentioned, have every right to be called a dynasty. And we're going to be listening to some themes taken out of the Handel's Water Music that was composed for King George to write down on barges down the River Thames and listen to a group of musicians led by Handel play it for him. We'll get a bit of a fanfare and then a theme known as A la Hornpipe from Julius Tendon. Thank you. Yeah, that's Handel for you, a German who spent most of his life in Italy and Britain. And while in Britain, he wrote compositions and did performances that made even the Englishman, who doesn't have a lot of love lost between him and the Germans, to say that he, Handel, was the best British composer of all time. So you can see that Handel had to go well beyond the limits of commensurate skills in music to earn that title from the Brits.
Yeah, Daddy Cree, you said he sang for the and composed for the royalty. Mm. And I know Mama Asop would have jittered to any attempt to raising her to any level towards that of the reality. But I think she deserves it, that decrease.
Yes.
We're at the funeral and you saw her home.
Look at all the funds that were there.
It remained that modest home that any common woman of the non-religion has, in spite of the fact that she would have opted for a better home, given the blessings of her children. But the house, you saw her home.
But you also, but don't forget about the palace up, in which the funds...
Administrators are blessings.
Yes.
Mama remained humble.
Yes. She preferred to stay in the old house. I know what you're saying. I know exactly what you're saying. And I made sure that one of your favorite hymns is there, but it's a hymn that is very appropriate for the season and for Mama. When peace, like a river, attendeth my way.
Oh,
that it is well with my soul. Mm.
I like the wordings of that song. I don't know, because I think it's the best sermon for this period of Easter.
Yes.
It says, my sin, oh, the bliss of the glorious thought, my sin, not in part, but in whole, it means all, is nailed to his cross, you know, and I bear it no more. Jesus died for all our sins. Yes. Our sins are nailed to the cross. He bears it, and what should we do than praise the Lord?
Fantastic. And Isaiah in 25 verse 8 said, he will swallow up death in victory. And so everything seems to revolve around this picture of victory.
And so all the agony that he went through for our sake, for all our sins on the cross, turned out for our rejoicing today.
Yes. And Handel composed a theme that has so many different titles and different scripts by different people, but it is such a very attractive theme. Usually, I play one that is titled, See the Conquering Hero Comes. But then I have another one with the same melody, of course, but that one is titled, Thine is the Glory.
Thine is the Glory.
Yes. Hmm. And Thine is the Glory, Risen Conquering Son. Endless is the victory thou o'er death has won. Angels in bright raiment rolled the stone away, kept the folded grave clothes where thy body lay. Thine is the glory, risen conquering Son. Endless is the victory thou o'er death hast won. Let's listen to that. Beautiful song. You're still tuned to Foundation Radio in this special edition of the program, The Music of the Masters, in which Mukum Johnny Nelson, Julius Tendong, and myself, Christopher Fogwe, are presenting to you an edition of the program in which we celebrate Easter and the life and times of Mother Mama Fominyo
Esther Assop.
And we are staying with the themes related to Easter as we bring you one that is a projection of Psalm 24, 7 to 10, titled Lift Up Your Heads. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be lifted up, your ancient doors, you ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in, who is the King of Glory, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. It's coming out of the Handel's Messiah. I saw you jotting down something.
Yeah, he's the King of Glory indeed.
Yes, for sure, for sure. And you know, he is that King of Glory who, when asked by the apostles to teach them how to pray, he came up with a prayer that we can call the most universal of prayers. It does everything. It adores, it pleads, it does everything that a good prayer should do. And we are going to be bringing you some rendition of that theme as done by the Mormon's Tabernacle Choir that we heard right from the word go in Christ the Lord is Risen today, but this time in the accompaniment of a wonderful tenor voice, perhaps the greatest of all the times, that of Bocelli. Let's listen to the Mormon Tabernacle Choir do for us the Our Father who art in heaven.
You know, When I was a boy growing up in Canada, my father, when I was about 7 years old, introduced me via record to the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. And I thought this was the most spectacular sound I had ever heard. And it was always my dream to work with them, because I used to sing in boys' choirs. And in my mind, I thought, one day, maybe I could sing with them. The singing didn't work out, but the rest of my father's and my dream was realized just a few days ago when Andre and I traveled to Salt Lake City. And when I tell you, this was as close to a heavenly experience that I think I've ever had in my life. With the voice of Andrea Bocelli in that tabernacle, with that choir, and this piece of music, it's so special. I would like you all to have a look at it, please, right now.
Doesn't it feel as if the whole world is singing?
That degrees, I'm not good at prayers. Even saying the Lord Prayer, maybe I get this presentation from Bucelli and play it morning and evening.
Fantastic. It will be a wonderful breakfast and a supper. Yeah. You know, this guy is fantastic.
Bucelli.
The closing theme for this program is also by Bucelli. He's fabulous. Now, we are going to move to another wonderful voice. It belongs to a lady just who styles herself Celtic Woman. And the theme is about joy, the kind of joy and peace that we hope Christ has already very well reserved for Mama Esther. And I'm sure while she was on earth, she would agree with Bach. Johann Sebastian Bach. Yes, a contemporary of Handel's,
yes. Mm-hmm.
Who wrote a cantata around the theme, Jesus is the joy of man's desiring, very much like Augustine would say. Let's get that from Julius Tendong there.
Thank you.
That is the Celtic Woman during Johann Sebastian Bach's theme, Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring.
Now, Chris, you could not have done this program without a female voice.
Of course not. Of course not. And when it comes to a female voice, there are quite a few others that we'll be listening to if we have the time later. But for now, we are going to listen to an instrument. It's an instrument that can caress. It can do everything. Very flexible. It's a piano. And we're going to be doing a theme from Mozart, simply titled Romance, but it's the third movement of his concerto, number 20, for piano and orchestra. And we're doing this especially for Dr. Chris and Marianne. For me, both of them love classical music, and this is bound to be some listening item for them in their quiet moments. Yeah, that piece goes for quite some time, but I also want to play a piece for every young son and daughter of Mama. I'm sure she sung lullabies to them, but since we can't get any samples of what she might have done, let's play the lullaby considered to be the most famous in the world. It's done by an 18th century composer, Brahms. Brahms's lullaby for all the Fominio children. That was Brahms' lullaby, sung for the youngsters that were nursed by Mama Fominio. This is to console them, or rather to calm them, as well as to celebrate the beauty of the life she lived. Now we go back to God the Almighty and do a theme by Mozart for the shortest psalm in the whole Bible.
That is Psalm 117.
That's right.
I read it.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol him, all you peoples. For great is his love towards us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord.
To which Mozart adds, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning,
is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Laudate Dominum is the Latin name for the theme. It says a short psalm, but Nicoletta Pani. It takes quite some time to sing it, but we can't be able to finish it today because the time is up. But before we round up, we want you to make a wonderful comment.
Daddy Chris, I thought that sitting at home and serving the program was always the best bet, but it seems I should make myself a regular life on the program.
That will make it even more lively.
It was a real Easter gift, Daddy Chris. If you permit, Daddy Chris, permit me also pay homage to another woman.
Oh, for go ahead.
And that's my dear mother.
Wow.
Madame Johnny Helen Tanguy, who joined the Heavenly Blossom last year, April 25th.
Oh.
And so it shall be 1 year in 5 days. You know, just to say, Mama, your legacy is still burning. Happy Easter to all the mothers. Daddy Chris, you've been my Easter. And certainly that of the numerous listeners of Foundation Radio.
Yes, and a special word to Mr. Simon Gala and his clan that dropped me at the radio after we left church this morning. We thank Julius Tendong for giving us wonderful technical support. And you out there, we have always thought of you as our first and foremost very cherished guests on the editions of The Music of the Masters, brought to you from Foundation Radio on FM 100. Until the next edition, which I'm sure Mukun Johnny Nelson will be my guest again, this is myself, Christopher Fogwe, saying so long.
Sei lontana, sogno all'orizzonte, manca le parole. Io sì lo so che sei con me.